Agreed.
I mean, it is truly a remarkable device that keeps this engine called Earth moving ahead.
Well, it's a living organism. It's an absolutely living organism. You know, with there's a guy that you should really have on this show. It would be an enlightening interview, and his name is J.J. Dewey. Are you familiar with him?
J.J. Dewey? No.
J.J. Dewey.
Wonderful.
He wrote the book first called The Immortal, and he's got a series of books out there, and he's had some experiences. You know, he's into knowledge rather than I mean, I understand the reach of his information, but it is very, very enlightening. Very enlightening. And there's two entities that shepherd this planet. One of them is a race of people, and there are seven of them. And in his work, they're called the divine hermaphrodites. And they have the single eye, that light that's on our money. They are the balanced perfection of the physical manifestation of the humanoid form. And they live in the physical when they need to, but largely in the more etheric realms. And there are seven of them that shepherd this planet. Because the physical organism of this planet is still very, very young. In his work, he equates it to the intelligence and awareness of, say, a 3 or 4 year old human being. And so we're not a spiritually, or this planet hasn't been and granted, you know, spiritual protection yet. It's kind of barren out in the open, but very, very youthful. And like a toddler or a kid is terrible twos and threes, you know, this planet is young and it's very, very vibrant. And it just hasn't quite matured yet. And in his work, because we're in the universe of seven tones, seven colors, seven rays, everything is in a base of seven. This solar system is shepherded by a sun, and it also has a solar logos. And then this planetary has a planetary logo. So it was the God that Moses saw and Joseph and the coat of many colors, and that was these particular beings that are looking over this planet, watching out for it and protecting it. And when they come and want their due and want to manifest prophecy that has been given the Old Testament, guys, it'll be these people that do it. It will be this intelligence that watches over it. And J.J. Dewey would be a very good interview for him.
The closest I've ever got, we had a guy named Steve Dewey, but never a J.J., so I'll check into him.
Yeah, J.J., John Joseph. It's funny because I had two people who were intuitively said, you've got to read this book. It's a red book, gold lettering. You need to read it. And that happened over the course of 2011 and 2012. Random people, obviously nothing's random in this universe. But over that course of time, said, you need to get this book. And so I read it, and it answered a lot of questions about how this planet is run and how the lower creations, the lower dual worlds work. You know, karma is a big part of it, cause and effect. There is a scroll, and each one of us has a scroll. Every thought, emotion, and eventually action is recorded without fail. Without fail. It's all registered.
All right, Scotty, stay with us. We're going to take this quick break, and we're going to come right back.